Shira Vazinu is a ploidic Shira. It's a sosum is Raiv on the Golui. But let's try to understand one akud at least, and also the general mechuvim of the Shira. Tot avidabe Moshe Bosnik kol kal Yisrael stiva Shira zois ad tumam. That Moshe Rabbeinu told the whole Shira to kal Yisrael ad tumam until the end, until the whole Shira. It's very, very strange pasuk, because all the Torah is said over is by Moshe, and Moshe says as you know from the beginning to the end. I mean, until the end of verse is a bracha. He said, "What's the by David ad tumam?" Whole lashon ad tumam. I mean, it's called if you would say kol divei Shira Zois would mean the same exact thing. And the ad tumam, there's a special ad gosher till the very, very end of the Shira. Davazayim adarsheni. That's the mitzias of the Shira over here. That the it's called the Shira. It's also strange because the the Shira by Bishav, the Shira, it's a much easier Shira to see, to understand why it's called the Shira. It comes with a Yeshua. And after there was Kaisel had a nice tzara, and HaKadosh Baruch was Matzalim B'nais, and they had a tremendous Hatzlach, and fine, that's a Shira, that's Mitzad the Mahus Shira. The, over here, Roivavit is Divrei Techocha, Divrei Musa, Divrei Asidus. There is a Chelik of it where HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes back Kaisel. But to call the entirety a Shira, I mean, to us it's not perceptibly different than the Techocha in Kisovo, Yabuchukoisai. There's a chelik where Kaisel does bad, there's a chelik where Kodesh Baruch Hu punishes Kaisel, and in the end he's always Poyda and Goyal or Matzah Yisrael. So what Eifin is Hazinu called a Shira? Also the Tzura of the Shira, there are two parashias in the Torah that the Ksivas Mishunah because they're a Shira. There's Beshalach and there is Hazinu. There's a difference in the way the Shira is written. In Beshalach, the halacha is that there has to be ksav keneged revach. In other words, it's staggered. You have a piece, a gap, a piece, and underneath it, there's a piece where the gap is the one before. So it's sort of 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. That's the tzura of Shira's Beshalach. The tzura of Shira Sazinu is two straight columns, like we have in the Torah. That's it. So Mela, whatever, if there was one type of Shira for both, one type of tzura, we'd say that's the tzura of Ksav of Shira. There's a derech of aksiva of inyanim, regal inyanim. There's a derech tzura ksiva Shira. But here, the two shiras different in the two ksivas. So there is a kesh in both of them that there are gaps, but it's a completely different binyan in the mitzad ksiva. Also something that needs to be understood. One more here. The Chazal says Atzur Torah Paolo, Medrash says in Kralos, Ilu Novi Chacham Acha Hoya Omroi. If a Novi or a Chacham, if anybody would have said Atzur Tomim Paoloi, then we would laugh at him and we'd say, how does he know? But since Moshe Rabbeinu said it, so Moshe Rabbeinu says that Yodia Drochav, it's Bemela, Moshe Rabbeinu is capable of saying Atzur Tomim Paoloi. It's hard to understand the Chazal, because to say that Moshe Rabbeinu understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhagis, first of all, it's a shtickle b'chin of Kalyan Eldon V'choy. Secondly, it says Mefurish that Moshe Rabbeinu was niskasha to understand Tzadik V'raloi, Rosh V'toivloi, and on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not megala him entirely. In the very nekuda of Atzur Tom Poloi, in the very nekuda of Tzadik V'raloi and Rosh V'toivloi, in that nekuda itself, it says Mefurish Moshe Rabbeinu could not understand it, and there was no clear tshuva for that. I mean, the Mandyama that holds, he wrote the Sefer Iyov, that's the Pshat, because that's the parasha of Tzadik V'raloi. Whatever it is, in Tzadik V'raloi, he was only Zeicha to see the Acharayim. It was not, there was no real tshuva for that. And Bemela, to say that Moshe understood it, maybe understood more than other people, but certainly it's not, he didn't get to that type of Hasaga, Mufurish Chazal say. So what's the pshat that Moshe is the only one who can say Atzur Tom Paloi? So we have to be mizbayin about an Indian Bemis. We haven't spoken about it much. The whole Indian of Amunah to us, in other words, let's take something in Nisoyan in the nature of Taiva. So we understand it like this: a person has an neshama that's tahira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a guf that's megushim, and the person is struggling with his neshama to overcome the limitations of the guf that's a baal chaymer, baal ofer, and he tries to express kedusha and tahira and so on. So the nesoyin is not. It's not ki'ilu the Nisoyan is part of it's something HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws bedafka on a person. That's the Metzias Adam. Metzias Adam is a neshama tahira in a guf chayma, and he tries to overcome it. That person has a Nisoyan of kas. The same thing, every Nisoyan we understand, a person is put into a system with limitations. He's put into a world of guf chayma, kilkulim, and the person's nisoyin is the natural struggle to push his better part over the other parts. Those are all in yanim that we can understand that the nisoyin is part of the mahalach rebriya. A nisoyin emuna knows that a kadosh baruch hu bedafke does things that are strange, weird, hefech, what seems to us hefech from emes or hefech from tzedek. It's hard to a person doesn't. It's hard to be teifis that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is bedafka. Kadosh Baruch Hu does all sorts of things that look to us awful, so bedafka to test our emunah. I mean, it could be, but it has to be a more tefisa yisaidis in enyanim of emunah, that it's also the pshat, there's a mahalach in the world, and the mahalach in the world has certain, mitzad the world, it has limitations, and then the sign of emunah is since emunah is the most basic of all mitzvahs and yesodis, that should certainly be like that. That there's a mitzias be'etzem the neshama itself mitzad its mitzias would have such a tefisa mitzad the chayma, that's where the nesiyonis arise mitzad chayma mitzad the bria, whatever you want to call it, and emunah is the avoda to get through that pair. Where is it? How do we understand it? There's a Sefer Shari Oira. It's written by the Rizha Ketili. He was from the early Mekubalim, from the Goyen writes about him, but Trans Harocha to learn the Sefer, whatever. He writes that the word Tomim, he says, is Miloshen Besoit, his Loshen Berach, it's Besoit Chesed Vedin, Miloshen Toimim. It explains a little bit more. The Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Hanhoga of that is Kuloi Toiv. As the Toiv begins to break, as the Bria is by its nature fragmented. It's a pirut from the Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every chelik is a chelik nifrat, both in time, in place, in person. Everything is pieces, pieces, pieces. That's the chelik of the Bria. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhoga comes down in the Bria, it splits into different stages, steps, places, people, and it becomes bits and pieces of anhaga. The chilik in perception between the hanhaga as its lamala and anhaga as its lamata, that barrier is called, that's where the problem of emunah starts. Almost be'etzem can't be toiv in any one part of the bria, because by definition, if something is totally good, you don't need anything more than that. I mean, if a person is demonstrating a certain machine to someone, and after the first step you have everything you need in the machine, so there's no point in another machine. Bal korchach, if I broke it down into parts, the minute I say, the minute I point to part and say this is part A in itself is automatically defined as insufficient. Adrabba, I mean, you sometimes get to a part that's almost a stira. An engine produces motion through heat, through explosion, and there's a cooler in the engine. So if someone just show you the cooler, so it's a steer, it's a pella. Mine is a Shemitah Sassina. We're trying to get something heated up and to bring out energy, and here you have a cooler. Impassable. The Hanhoga Lamala, so there's three stages. There is, the Sha'ar says, Lamala, it's called Tamim. Tof mem yud mem, miloshon shlemus. Tamim, it's one hanhaga, period. When it comes down lamata, one step, to us, at its best it's to'oimim. Meaning, two hanhagas that work in tandem, chesed and din, he calls them, and at the best we see the way in which they work in tandem. And that's the Beis Hamikdash. In the Kodesh Hakodashim in the world is v'hoyu to'oimim. The two anhagis work in tandem. Once it leaves the Beis Hamikdash, it breaks up into individual pieces in time and place and so on. Let's take a mashal and try to understand a little bit. When a person a stock answer of emun is it's for the better. So a person got sick, and then we say, well, because you got sick, you had time to think about this, think about that, and you changed your life, whatever it was. So it came out that it was good. It's true. It's a givisa teretz for some small chelik of tzaris in the world, but it's not enough. I mean, a person who dies. Lalena b'kitzayomim or whatever it is, there is no more answer. It's for the better. They're stuck over there. The overall framework of emuna is what is the scope of a person's perception. A person whose life is chveis golf. So if it was raining for 2 days, those 2 days are gone. Today it'll be very nice and you can play very well, fine, but those days are gone and that's it. And there is no answer that today the sun will shine because the sun will shine very nice. I'm missing 2 days. The person who's more conscious, let's say he has a little bit of a longer stachlos and he likes to work, to build up a business, to whatever. So if he missed 2 days yesterday, he was able to catch up on a lot of work. So those 2 days, even though he wasn't able to get to customers or whatever it is, but he was able to catch up in the work and organize stuff and put things together. And in the bigger picture, in the longer picture, it's much better this way. The Shver Shaila is, I mean, in Avodah Maisis of Taiva, everybody understands that the Chut Hashani of Torah is a longer perspective and a shorter perspective. Taiva burns now, and Torah says later. Taiva wants to satisfy itself now, and Torah says if you wait and do it in the right framework, then faket it'll be much more meula. That's in the Olam HaMaisa of mitzvahs. Almost all mitzvahs are always with a longer. I mean, the first aver it says the aver of the mission was pagi te'ina ochla, that pagi ochla, that he ate it too early. That is in Inyanim Maisim. In inyanim of hashkafa meaning a person's perspective, this is al achas kama v'kama. A person sits down, a low darga is a bal taiva who needs to have his taiva satisfied now. Good. One step more than that, two steps more than that, is a person's perspective is this life. A person has a life. And he has a picture of what's a good life. And anything which he works hard now to get more later, or whatever, is acceptable. But that's it. If a person has real tzara tzaras, there is no answer within that perspective. And in Ochinami, there is no answer, there is no tshuva for that person, because he doesn't have the kalim for that. For the person that can only add up to 20, 13 and 13 is an unanswerable, it's an unanswerable shaila. How much is 13 and 13? If he's capable, if his mind reaches till 20, then it has no tshuva. Within, if a person were to ask a person whose life was tzara and tzaras, and he has a kasha, where did I have the good life? The answer is you didn't. That is the answer. Olam Haba is for after retirement. It's not a tshuva for that person. The problem with that person is that his framework is not in tune with the reality of the Metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reality is a different reality. And Bemela, within his framework, he's asking, he wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be accountable to him in his framework, and there is no tshuva, there is no havana for that. The emuna, the word emuna means keeping something. It's the hemsheichius of an inyan. Lamashal, if a person is a ne'emon, so it means if I keep something by him, even if 10 years goes by, it'll still be found by him. It meant there was hemsheichius. It kept going, stuck to that nekuda. The mohus of emuna is being toifis the hemsheichius of the world. That is, it starts the other way around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in Yonim that he wanted to be metaken. He had neshamas, beings that need is alus, tikkun, whatever it is that you, however you want to call it, that is the outer framework of the Bria. Within that framework, that is toiv. That's toiv, and that's hatova, and that's meitiv, and so on. Within that framework, there is a whole variety of inyanim to bring about that tikkun. A person is given a lifetime. And he's given this yainus where he can do things, he's given abilities to do things, he's given opportunities, he's given tsar, he's given tsaris to shape, to find, to make. All of those in yonim are the bits and pieces of this metzias. But lemaisa, the kolistic framework is lebal yidach mimenu nidach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be metapol begeva shtayim sholosh, it says lebayidach menonidach. That is the outer reaches, and that's the parameters of bria. And b'meila, every time you look at a maisa, if you want to be able to understand all the maisim, it'll have to fit into that framework. And if not, you have a very very limited ability to be taifis things. The Ramban says in a few places, and I want to blame it on the diuk of the Havana. Ramban, when he speaks on Iyov, Iyov is a very strange sefer. His chaverim sat with Iyov. Iyov suffered every single tzara in the world for no perceptible reason. From the beginning of his maisim to the end of his maisim, there was no reason. And he sat with his friends, and they argued back and forth, every argument you could find. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in and he says, "Nay, you're wrong, Iyov is right." And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him what he tells him, and that's the Hezbo. The difference is, the Chaverim of Iyov, they could only give a Hezbo from the beginning till the end. There is no other Makom. I mean, we're not Toifis more than that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made that from the beginning of Breishis till the end of Shiras Hazinu, there was no problem with Iyov. Iyov was Beseder from his beginning till the end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, like we learned in Pesachim, HaRishon Adam Tivoleit, were you born before Adam HaRishon? In other words, you can't be Teifesit because your Metzias is also a limited Metzias. Even if you sit with the Chaverim and take in the whole Hekif of your Metzias, that's not the entirety of Metzias. And for many in Yanim, it'll resolve itself within that Metzias. But when you look at the wider Hekif, it's still not there. You can't be Oymer on the wider Hekif of Inyanim. The Ramban, when he's Masbid the Inyan, the Sefer Iyov, and in other places, he's Meramis to something called Soida Ibur, which is taken to mean Gilgulim. There's a mistake in the way the world is Teufis, the tshuva of it. So Gilgulim becomes another Olam Haba of sorts. This person suffers so much because he's a Gilgul. So it's reduced again to another Tam like that. So why is it called Soid? I mean, Ganet Olam Haba, we also don't know what it's about. So we don't say Soid Olam Haba, we don't say Soid Gan Eden. What's Soid Ibur? And then Ramban is very, very cagey about it. Ramban, other than Yonami, explains a little more. This he never explains. And the Teretz says, a Soid is an Inyan that we have no Shaykhs to. And we don't have any Shaykhs to that Cheshbonis. The Soid HaGilgul only means to us that a person's neshama is a lot more complicated and a lot deeper than a person understands. And even if a Teif is a person's lifetime from point A to point Z, every Inyan is with Teif is, and we still don't have an answer. Neshamas come from places and go to places. The Cheshbon is much bigger than even an entire lifespan of a person. That's all. That's all we know. Anything more than that, we don't know. And anything that we talk about these things is narishkeiten. But the one thing we do know is this is an Inyan that's part of a bigger picture, and that's the reason why we don't understand it. Because a neshama and a person stretch a lot further than the chayim that we see miyom evoldo ad yom moisei. That's the tshuva to that. That's the toichen of that inyan. In tzina lemedim, emuna is the hashkofa klolis of a person from beginning till end. It's the bigger the person is, the bigger emuna doesn't mean it just stops. He stops thinking. But he becomes aware of how much bigger the Metzias is. If a person sees someone who suffers from the day he's born till the day he's nifta, there seem to be people, Leilenu, it seems to be. So an apikoyer says, who's be'etzem a balgaiva, says, well, I've seen the entire life, it's been from bad to worse to awful. No answer over there. And so b'mele is kaifa. Someone else says, good, you know, it's all for the good, it's all for the better, it's all wonderful. I don't know, I'm not sure that that's... The emes is, a person looks at that and says, ma'oid omku machshavaisecha. I see a gili of the metzias that is so far beyond my tfisa. I see that the world is so much bigger than the tfisa's enish. And emuno becomes a hispailos at the godless that is where the hekif of the world stretches beyond gvulas enish. That's what the person sees there. The word emuna pshuta, I won't say that derech hatzachos, but it's just like a tkiya is called a koil pashut because it stretches. It a tshuva is a broken koil, and a tkiya is a pshuta lefanea. It stretches. Emuna pshuta means where the emuna, the pshat is it's toifis the hemsheichis of things. That's what a muna pshuta is. The tfisa and havana that it lies, the emis and the havana lies in the bigness of the hekif. And the more person stands and is makif more, the more person is taif, sees a bigger picture, the more he understands. And at some gvul, the person realizes, when he gets to a gvul called Soida Ibur, he realizes, and there's still a bigger hekif, and that's chutz mi gvulas enish. That's the awesomeness of the hekif. The shira is, Hatsur Tomim Pa'oloi means, not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the pasuk doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect and does everything wonderful. Hatzur Tom Polo means Pe'ulos HaKadosh Baruch Hu are in the framework of Tmimus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's handiwork is not the prat, but it's the entirety of the picture. And in the entirety of the picture, there's no oval. Hatzur Tomim Pa'oloi means that the Havana, that the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maisim lie in the Tmimus of the Maisim. And B'meila, the Ein Oval, and everything is Mishpat, there's no oval, we only see over there. There's a Pasuk in Yeshayo, Yud Beis. It's the Pasuk for Hinei Kedesh Rossi. V'amarta b'yoyim ahu, you'll say on that day, Oidecha Hashem, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki enough to be that you are angry at me and you punished me. So Chazal give him two different places, two different mishalim, and the two mishalim, they're not stirred, there's paket, it goes in the same calf. One mashal is mashal Adam that was running to catch a boat and he was bitten by a koitz, and he was stuck by a koitz and he couldn't catch the boat. L'yomim shava shetava aniya. Second Chazal, Zvayikra Rabba, is that Losid Lavoi, when Tzaddikim will see Rishoyim in Gehenim, and they'll look at themselves, they will realize that they avoided it by all the Puranis they had in the world. The two Mishalim are both, they're like the same telescope we're talking about. On the first darga, some in Yonim Taka, you see within the hekim of this world, you see the Oit Hashem can have to be, you see where the Hemsheches of the Inyan brings Emunah. In some in Yonim, it's only Lasid Lovay, Seif Kaladiris, you'll see where it came back to and where HaKadosh Baruch Hu fitted in. The Shira, as Atzur Tom, the Shira Hazinu, the word Shira means a circle. Gemara in Eilu Metzius, it says if he finds it kishira ma, means if he finds the coins in a circle, what is it? Is it is it an aveda? Is it anocha or not? There's a simon. A shira means a complete circle. Shira is sung usually when you were in tsar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyel you. That's when shira, because that's a full circle. You came around full circle. Shiras Hazinu is the Shira of the entire Bria from the beginning to the end. Ad Tumam is the Mehus of the Shiras Hazinu. It doesn't just mean he finished the whole Shira. The whole Shira is the Tmimus of the Bria. It's the entirety of the Bria fit together and from beginning till the end, and like the Goyen says, everything is merumas in that shira. It's the ultimate shira, because it's atuma. The difference between in the tzuras ha'inyan between shiras hazino and shiras beshalach is where every shira by its nature is written disjointed. In other words, there's a lack of a chibur between the pieces, because that's the metzias of always. The Kaisel was betzara and they were nigal, so the metzias is there was a gap, and we didn't understand the gap, and then there was a geula and so on. When a person there's a type of shira like beshalach, where keneged each revach there's a ksav. Mitzrayim was Mavid Klal Yisrael, and keneged that Vachar Yitzu B'chush Kodon. Mitzrayim Pare was Reidef Achreim, and the Mayim was Mechasehim. Yes, there was a gap, but keneged each gap, you can be oimed on a certain nekuda of ksav, which would be doimed to the marshal of the kites that stop from coming to the yam. Within each prat, you see also a zelumase, a certain chesed lumas din. There's an ultimate, when a person, the marshal, puts in, when a person, for instance, builds an arch, it's a fascinating thing, because you can't build an arch as it is, it'll fall apart. You can never complete an arch with stones, because the stones don't have what to hold on to. and b'meila it falls. What they do is they first build a wooden frame, they make the arch. As soon as the arch is tight, it stands by itself, and it's one of the elementary ways of building, and it stands very tightly. And it's a davar niflad ma'oid. As long as its pieces, they have no achiza. The minute you finish the whole arch, then the shadis a davar shalom, and it stands within itself. The shiras hazinu, as long as its pieces, there is no revach, there's no ksav kenegad revach. Those revachim stay throughout the length of the shira. It gets a tsura of a binyan. When you have the entire thing together, then it's a binyan. So it's a much deeper shira than shira. Shira's b'shalach was a tsara that started within the world and finished within the world. And b'meila, if you could point out, at the same time, for every revach aksav, for every revach aksav, the ultimate shira, the shira's hazina, the shira that's makiv of the entire bria, is a shira that there is no revach, no ksav connected each revach. In the entirety of it, it's a building, but each levena stands by itself. How does it add up to a building? Only when the entire hekev is in place. Moshe Rabbeinu's tfisa. Moshe Rabbeinu's tfisa of the Shira wasn't because he was the godel of Chachma Nevuah, which he was, but Chachma Nevuah will never give you everything. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Moshe on the Har, Vayareyu es kol Eretz Yisrael. So Chazal say he took the whole Eretz and showed him the entire Eretz together physically. Chazal say, the Rashi says, Hera Eretz b'Yishuvoi, b'Shalvos, I think it says, v'Eretz b'Churbonoi, and then this and this Nes that it came back again to Yishuv. Nesis, on and on. Over here he showed him Eretz b'Yishuvoi, b'Shalvos, Eretz b'Churbonoi, and Eretz b'Vinyasoi. The whole feast of Moshe Rabbeinu was Zeicha on the day that he was mashlim his life, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the entire hekif of Eretz Yisrael, sai in Mokum and sai in Zman, the Yishuv of the Churban and the Geula again. Chazal say about Hazinu, it's a Sifri. G'doyle shira zu sheishpa from yesterday and from today, sheishpa from Churban and from Shalva, sheishpa from this, from that. Shiras Hazinu was the gila of the Shleimus Rebriya. The halacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashlim yimei tzadikim because they're called tmimim is learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Anoicha Yoyim b'Me'ev Esrim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yoyim shenoylad he was nifta, because the pshat is his lifetime is a metzias of an entire hekif. So Moshe Rabbeinu mitzad chachma and mitzad nevuah within the bria, there is no makom for yediyas tzadik v'ralai and rashi v'tovlai. It does not exist. It's like thinking about infinity. It's a waste of time and it's ma'avis as adas. At the Moshe Rabbeinu's last day, when Moshe Rabbeinu was oimid, when Moshe Rabbeinu became the entire hekif, when he was tamim, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was metamimim tamimim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the entire hekif of Havan of the Bria, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was toifis at sur tamim pa'olai. That's the only in when it was mesiachid with the oilam and the musik of tmimim. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesiachid and that's when he got the tfisa that shayach to tmimis. There's a lot to talk about. I want to speak a little bit more shnegeir to the yanim here. The tfilas of Yom Kippur, Yusid on Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim. And the midah that's koilal all of it is called Erech HaPayim. There's a kololistic on Hagar Kashbrochot that's called Erech HaPayim, which translated very roughly means patient, long-winded, meaning in the sense he has a long breath. It's a patience. We have to understand there is no hanhaga lemala that works unless we shtal zechtzu to it. So one eifin is mavel midoysef, which is which Chazal say kivas mavel and reblazos mavel midoysef, and that's why he was answered. Those are all in yanim mitzad midas. The zelu maser, if a person is erech apayim to other people and he's a savlon, so he's zeicha to that type of rachmim and hanhaga toiva. That's one in zeicha. One of the yisaidis of Reb Chaim Shmavis, we speak about it. But there's a deeper nekuda in Erech HaPayim mitzad inyoni emuna. I'm not talking about an isayin emuna when we see things happen, we don't know what happened. They're both totally the same sheirish. A person's lifetime, this tfisa of a lifetime is totally in the picture that he draws. If a person who's very grub, so his tefisa is now, halitaini, the right now, and that's it, and so on. That is a person who's mamish navayin, who's mamish course. But a person who's really not, if I get, he has a sugus, balabatsha person, things should be okay, things should be mesuda, things should be this. That's his entire heck of his lifetime. So that's lacking. It's also short-sighted. Because there is more, there has to be so much more to the world or to reality than the person's yom yivoldat yom moisei. There's alpayim shana b'kodem shenivra olam, and there's loyel me'olam afterwards. Stelling avek a person's picture on that is extremely short-sighted. And b'meila has no shaykhis. B'meila this kash is an emuna. B'meila the whole person's avoda is geared at smallness. I was with once. Ma'aser show you here. Somebody, I was sitting in someone's office and somebody was thrown out for whatever, a whole bunch of ma'asim tovim, and the person took it very much to heart. And I saw it was a child. I mean, it was a high school boy, and he was crying. And I was looking back and forth at the person that was throwing him out and at the child. The child's tefisa was that his world had just been devastated, which it was. He was now, I mean, he was without any framework of doing anything. He had nothing to do now. Everybody would ask him, what are you doing on the street? How come you're not in school? And he would have to say, I've been thrown out. He has no idea where he'd graduate, if he would graduate, what he would do. The person's world just was nechrav. And as bad as that kid was, nobody stands at the face of Churban with equanimity. Then I was looking at the person that threw him out. It wasn't that he did not feel for the child. It wasn't that he was a mechusar emotion at this child's crying. It's just that he had a low perspective. In a lifetime of this child, so having been thrown out would become an incident that changed his life, and a year later he would pick up and go b'derech hayasha. The answer within the child's question was, how could you devastate me? And there was no answer because there was no hemsheichis to it. If living now, then that's that. But if there's a longer, but the other person did not lack, it wasn't that he was missing, he was cold-hearted or didn't understand what it meant to the child or didn't care. He understood and cared, but he saw what it looks like not when you're 15, but when you're 18, and this was an incident that changed your life. If I can't, you know, v'amarta b'emahu oitcha Hashem kyo naftabi. I want to be mafkia from the other side. It's a very important inyan because it's emes makiv an entire life of a person. I want to put it add another point to put it in a proper perspective. So some people go around with the attitude, good, so it's nothing is important, nothing that. It's sort of a cop out. It's in the end, it makes no difference what you did, who you had, what you had. It's also wrong. It says vayitzar Hashem sodom. It says to yudin. It says one yitzirah for olam hazeh, one yitzirah for olam haba. There's avelus and there's simchas chosen and there's avelus on ptira. there's refuah for, there's tefillah for a chayla, and there's hoidoya for refuah. The world consists of a lot of pieces, and you're supposed to live with the time. You're supposed to live with each piece. There's a pasuk in Kehelet, "Smach bocha be'alvasecho v'dak yakolele yivicha lekim mishpat," that be happy with your youth and understand everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you l'mishpat. So it almost seems like it's taunting the person. Okay, have a good time, but know in the end you're going to be punished. No, it means you can't live with one yud only. A person can't live with a hashkafa that this world is meaningless, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us to form friendships and to distance ourselves. There's Eis L'Toya and there's Laka Natua. There's Eis Chaboyik and there's Rechek Michibuk. There's Zmanim, real Zmanim. And there are people to become close with and people to stay away from. There are times to enjoy and there are times to back off. There are times to work as hard as he can with ishtadlos, and at times to say biyotcha et Hashem. There's times to be responsible for a fur, and there's times to say that's it. There is no makom. Those are all in yonim, and a person has to live with those times. But vida, a person has to keep a thread of emuna, which is the second yud. But understand that every piece is a piece of a larger picture. Some of it, a person begins to understand as time goes along. And when a person looks back at other people's lives, his own life, and sees in a perspective of years, some of the things begin to become understood. It's not things you can say, but deep in Hagosha Salev, you understand them. There are sometimes things that a person is amid in the last rega, if when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashlim, you made tzaddikim, and we get a whole hekev. And there's some in Yonim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Arishon Adam Tivolet. This belongs to that big hekev that doesn't even include Adam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is metapel with two, three, four lifetimes and of the world. The person has to keep, that's why it's called Amunah. So a person lives with two in Yonim. And it affects, A, the way he lives day-to-day life. The person understands that the enjoyment is part of a bigger picture. There's gdol legima that's mekarev asabrius, and then there is yayin that brings yilol loilam. The person understands it has to have a certain tachlis and a much bigger picture. And when a person goes through his nisyonis, or a person is noisy per oil with other people's nisyonis, and a person shares in the tsar, and the person understands that the tshuva lies in a much bigger picture. It's an inyan that is gives a person a mahalach for maisim, and it's an understanding how to act, and it's a way to cope and to understand with the whole picture of it. And if not in such the haven of days like Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're talking about a thing that's the yisoid of everything a yid is. A yisoid of everything a yid is those two yudin of Vayitzer. There's a yud of Olam Hazeh where there's avoda b'shaitoi, there's hishtadlos for a fuah, for a chayla, and there's hishtadlos for a parnasa, for an ani, and there's simcha beis simcha, and there's bechi beis bechia, and there's tefillah leis tefillah. Those are the real, and the other person has to live them fully, and they have them. And a person has to, emunah is the background picture. It's the thread that a person keeps to understand. The tachlis of my life is shleimus. The tachlis of the bria shleimus, and all the inyan that happen are going someplace. And if all the ishtadlus, this is what happened. So this is part of that picture. This is part of the oitcha Hashem kenaftabi. And in as much as a person shtelzich to those inyanim, that's how much was zeichet to the midas rachmim of erech apayim of chesed.